Okay, we are on the bottom of Nun Bays and Mabays. I knew ahead of time that we're gonna have, you know, one shot, so we might just start from the beginning of the daf, end of the daf before. So Nun Bays and Mabays. The Gemara is asking, we're talking about, right, writing a the word ksuba is used in two different ways, right? Ksuba means the amount of money the husband sets aside for his wife should he die or they get divorced. And then ksuba we're using now also to mean the money that the father gives to his daughter to bring into the marriage, right? The dowry, basically, right? So says the Gemara as follows. If papi asik le lebre, and that money, which he gives to his daughter as a ksuba, a dowry, right, then goes to her ksubas b'nin dichrin. That's what goes to her sons, right? Afterwards, they get the yerusha of that money, goes to the sons. So fine. So Rav Papa yasek lebre be abba sura. So Rav Papa was about to have his son get married to abba sura. So azal lemichtav la ksubasa. So he went to write a ksuba for his, right. So his daughter was in marry. Right, the son of Abba Surah, yeah, good. So he's going to the house to meet the machatanim, and he's going to write the dowry. They're going to write the dowry for the daughter. So Shama Yehuda Bar Marimar. Sorry, I think it's Rav Papa's son was marrying the daughter of Abba Surah. Yeah.
Rav Papa's son is marrying.
Yes.
Abba Surah.
Yeah, because that's why the story doesn't make sense. So they go. Now he's going to make the deal. Right, so that, you know, Abba Surah is going to be writing the dowry. He's going to be committing how much money the dowry is going to give to his daughter, who's marrying her papa's son. Okay, so on his way, Shami Yehuda Bar Marimar. So Yehuda Bar Marimar hears Rav Papa coming. Nafak Asa is so he comes out to see him. So Ischazilei Kimat LePischa. So he's walking with him on the way. You know, while he's going to the guy's house. So as he gets to the door, Hava Kamifter Mine. He starts to like sneak away. So Amalei. Niyal Mar Bahadai, come with me. So Chazi the Lo Havanichalei. So he saw he didn't want to go. So Amalei, my daitech, why don't you want to come with me? Mishim da Amalei Shmuel the Rav Yehuda, because Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinina, sharp one, Lo Tehave Bavure Achsansa Afilu Mibra Bisha Libratava. The Lo Yidia my Zara Nafik Mine. Right? Vekoshagain Mibra Labarsa. So what did he say? He said, never be around when someone is changing their will. If someone is shifting money in the Yerusha from one child to the next, more to the nice son, less to the bad son, etc., or to, and certainly, even taking the money from the sons and giving it to the daughters, that you should, like, don't be around. Why? Because you never know what's going to happen with the children later. Right? This son right now might be not such a good guy, but maybe his son's going to be good. And the other time that you're taking money away, right? All the money is supposed, there's a way the money is supposed to be designated, and you're changing it, right? Don't hang around when those things happen. So why is that going to happen here? Because since Rav Papa is going to be right, because since Abba Surah is going to be writing a dowry to his daughter, the money is taken from his sons,
right?
Right? He's giving the dowry to the daughter, which will then go to her sons, so that money is leaving the family.
Right.
Okay.
So there's a difference between taking money away from your bad son to another son versus giving to your daughter.
So he's going to say, right? So if that's what you're bothered by, he says, "Hi, namet takanta derabanani." What do you want? I'm not just taking money away. The Chazal said I should make a ksuba for my daughter. I should just give her a dowry, and they did it on purpose, right? Because they said this rule that you're supposed to do this. And why do we say? The reason why you're supposed to do that is because then the husband's going to be more likely to take care of her, etc. So it's good for you to make sure to give a dowry to your daughter. So I'm not taking money away. Yeah, technically I'm taking money away from my, right, from the sons by writing it to the daughter, but they're coming to their abundance to do this. So don't be worried about it. No problem. Come on in. So Amalei, Hani Mili Midaite. La suye nami. He says, yeah, that's true. When the person decides on their own, they want to give the money. But if they're being forced or having their arm twisted, you know, to give more, so then I'm not sure that I'd agree with that. Right? Right? So Amalei, atu mika mina lacha. Right? The ovi, I say, I'm not telling you to come in and give them a hard time. Right? Ovalota se kamina. Just come in and don't do anything. Right? So clearly what happened is that Yehuda Bar Marimar knows that his presence while Abba Surah is writing up this document is going to pressure him. And he's right. And yeah, that's what's going to happen. Right? So Amalei, Ma'alai didi hanu arsi. He said, he says to him, what do you mean? My being there itself is pressure. Right? And that's why I think I shouldn't be there. Achve. Bottom line is, Rabbi said, come on, just come inside, it's fine. Right? Just come on in. Ve'ol ishtik ve'yosef. So he goes in, he sits there, and he says nothing. So Abu Sura sees him, and Savar Hahu Mirsach Rasach, he sees that he's sitting quietly. He thinks he must be angry at me. Right? This is like bad text messaging, right? Like no one's talking, no one's communicating, so he thinks he's upset at him, right? So Kasvila Komai the Havale. So he gave her all of his money, right? So the Sof Amrle. So then he finally turns to Rapap to Yehuda Bar Meremar, and he says, Hashtanami lo bishtaymar, right? You still angry at me? On your life, he says, I didn't leave anything for myself even. I gave her all my money because I was so worried about you. You're like, you're making me feel bad. He didn't say anything to him, but he was nervous. So he did this. So I'm like, so Yehuda Bar Meremar says back to him, if it was up to me, I would have said you gave her much less. Right. So he says, Amalei, Hashanami Hadabi. So can I change my mind? Can I go back? Amalei, Shavin Afshacha, Hadrana Lo Kamina. No, once you already gave your word, it's too late. You already said yes, you already gave that amount of money. Nothing to say. Sorry, you're stuck. So I don't know what, there's like 500 lessons learned from that story. But the bottom line is, this is the process that they would write these ksubos, and it sounds like the dowries were not an established amount, right? Because if it was an established amount, it would be no big deal. Right. So clearly it's a certain, it's, you know, it could depend.
What's the motivation for Yehuda Bar Meremar just to even be there?
He didn't want to be there. Papa wanted him to be there. Maybe Rav Papa knew what was going to happen. I don't know. The whole thing has so many pieces of the story that are like, they don't feel so good, right? So you have to like explain.
I mean, it's logically you don't want to. I mean, it's always uncomfortable to be in the middle of somebody else's business deal.
Yeah, economics. Yeah, exactly. So, but for Rav Papa, it worked out. So I don't know. So yeah, I don't know. But you know, like we always say, Rav Papa is an Amora. So clearly he wasn't, you know, this is like, there's something going on in this story, but you know, it's a little hard for us to understand. Okay, next question.
But he took the money.
But he took the money, yeah. Well, he didn't take the money. His daughter took the money.
I mean, his son.
His son married the girl who now had a lot of money. So he could learn from a few more years than Kola. So. Okay. Ba'minei Rav Yemar Saba Mirav Nachman. So Rav Yemar Saba asked Rav Nachman the following question. Machra ksubasa labaila. What happens if a woman sells her ksuba to her husband? It's forbidden, by the way. Oh, sorry, it's not forbidden. It is permissible to sell your ksuba to your husband, but once you do, you can't live together anymore. Right? Because a woman is forbidden to her, a woman without a ksuba is forbidden to her husband. Right? A person finds out they lost their ksuba. You have to immediately go get the ksuba. It's such a thing called ksuba de irkasa. You have to get a ksuba rewritten if the ksuba gets lost. The couple can't stay, you know, living together, husband and wife, if they don't have a ksuba. But let's say she would sell it. Let's just say she would sell it and he would die or something, right? Yeah. So, Mocheres ksubas, Machu ksubas alabayla, Yesh la ksubas b'din dichrin, O ein la ksubas b'din dichrin. Again, so we've been keeping talking about this, that the money that comes with the dowry goes to her sons, right, later. So, what happens if she sells the ksuba to her husband, right, does now. Do the sons still get the ksubas b'din dichrin? Does that still go to her children, right? So what's the two sides? Look at Rashi. Yesh lak, Rashi is mocheres ksubas lach. No, that's lachem. Sorry. Well, let's see. We'll see that Rashi in a second. So Amalei Rava v'tibay lacha mocheles. Because why are you asking about selling the ksuba? Just ask the question. What if she's mochel on the ksuba? Right, that's much more common. A woman would say, I'm mochel. I don't need the ksuba. So why don't you ask that question? Why ask if she sold the ksuba? It's so unusual to happen again, because if she would sell the ksuba, she would be forbidden to her husband. So that's a very unusual case. Why ask that question? Just ask about mochila. So Amalei says, I'll tell you why I asked that question. Hashta mecheres kami bayali. I asked you about selling the, if she sold the ksuba, the afagav the ikala meimar zuze ansuha. You might say, why is she selling ksuba? What's the reason a person would sell the ksuba? It must be in financial straits. Right? They're really stuck. You could maybe argue she didn't really mean to sell it, or she didn't want to sell it. She meant to sell it, but she didn't want to sell it. She was forced, right? She was forced economically to sell it. Damina, keman de kamochla, mea uchli buuchla. It's like a person who, right, had to, you know, give up these things. So mochelas mi bais. Basically the bottom line is like this. If I know the halacha is, then in the case where she sells the ksuba, they're saying, well, she was just doing it because she was in a desperate situation. So bottom line being, so therefore her sons can still get the ksuba. It's been indifferent. She wasn't like giving up on the whole thing, right? And she really just was financially stuck. And you say in that case that's true. So certainly that would be that we would say that in a case when she's mochel on the ksuba, certainly in that case, they would be able to get the ksuba's been indifferent. So basically, it's like a kal vachomer. I give the more extreme case, because if you're telling me the case where she sells it away, right? It's very obvious that she's like being done with this whole deal in the first place, right? She sells it to him. So, there, and if that case say, well, she was, it was a difficult financial situation, etc. And in that case, you go ahead and say, the kids still get the ksuba's been indifferent. So then, certainly they'll say the same thing when it comes to the case where she's mochel. So that's why I asked that question. Asked it this way. Fine, but the bottom line is, so what's the answer? So Amarava Pshitali, I'll tell you the answer. I know the answer is obvious. What's the obvious? Pshitali Mocheres Ksubasa Lacherim Yesh La Ksubas Benindichrin. So if Rava says like this, I'll tell you what's obvious to me. If she would sell the ksuba to somebody else, right? She sells the ksuba away, she says, look, the person could collect, you know, in theory, it's like selling a shtar, right? You sell your loan to somebody else, right? So if she sells the ksuba to somebody else, so then she still gets the ksuba's Benindichrin. My time, why is that? Zuze ansua, right? Because again, she was clearly, if she's doing that, she's in a very desperate financial situation. Mochelas ksubas alabayla, if she's mochel the ksuba to her husband, ain la ksubas benedichrin. Then in that situation, she does not get ksubas benedichrin. She's just mochel. Why not? My time, achuli achilsa, because in that case, she's just like being done with it, right? Meaning, his argument is that in the situation where she sells it, this is not to the husband, but she sells it to somebody else, there she keeps the ksuba's been indifferent because it's clearly the only reason she's doing it is because she's so financially in such a difficult situation. But she's not trying to like, she doesn't really not care, right? But in the case where she's mochel on the ksuba, it sounds like, oh, she doesn't care about the money, right? So in that situation, when she's mochel, so maybe she taka really was mochel, in which case, the ksuba's been indifferent goes like, stay with the husband too. Fine. So Rava asked, but mocheres ksuba's la baila, so what happens when she sells it to her husband? Right? Is that like selling it to, when she sells it to her husband, is that like selling to others? Or is that more similar to being mochel to her husband? Okay. So Basa Dabai Hadir Pash. The Afi asked the question, he gave the answer. He thinks that selling the ksuba to her husband is like selling it to somebody else, meaning that it's out of desperation because she's so poor, so that's why she does that. So really, in the end of the day, the sons would, according to him, they would keep the ksuba's been indifferent in that scenario. Basically, it sounds like the difference is whether or not she's like giving up on the whole relationship in a certain sense, or she like financially, or she really just stuck and she doesn't really want to give up on the whole thing.
What does she gain by selling it to her husband?
Doesn't her husband have to? The
husband has to
take care of her,
feed her, and take care of her anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very good.
You're taking out of the right pocket, giving to the left. Right.
Yeah, it's a very good question.
Cash on hand.
Yeah.
She's still under his like allowance, whatever, you know, but I don't know.
There's a lot of bad things happening in that relationship if this is what's going on, that's for sure.
Why would they think that selling the ktuba to the husband would be the same as being mochel the ktuba?
Well, at first glance you might say such a thing, right? It's like ending the ksuba. We don't care.
All right.
Selling it to him so he pays me something, all right. Or I just be mochel on it, but the bottom line is it's like you're ending the relationship in a certain sense. Obviously, they'd have to get a get still, but I'm saying it's almost like a both look the same as dissolving a relationship, sort of in a certain sense. At least the financial part of the relationship, right? And that's they both look very similar. So maybe you think they're the same. The answer is no. They come for two very different reasons.
But you just said so. It's not the same thing, even though it effectively cancels the marriage.
It doesn't cancel the marriage.
They can't
live together as a husband and wife anymore. They're still married.
The ksuba. Okay, but they are still.
They have. She needs a get still to get divorced.
Still need a get
to be divorced.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's only
right.
If she sells it to her husband. She sells it to someone.
She sells
else.
It to somebody else. Then she still doesn't have her ksuba still though. She, if she sells the ksuba to somebody else, It would still be a problem. I think she's still asidazin. I'm not sure.
Was she selling the ketubah or is she selling the
rights? The rights.
That's what Rashi says. When you sell it to somebody else, they pay less money for it because it's a possibility. Right.
It'll never happen.
It'll never be. Right.
Right. She it could be in that case. It could be that, right, betuvas hanash, even this amla on iskashi, yet lua lukuchos, right, they end up taking it. Be mesa yereshena baila, umesa v'yeresha, but meaning it's, right, it's possible that the husband will get the money eventually anyways. If she dies first, the husband takes the money back anyways. Right? He's never on the hook. But the question is, in that scenario, is she allowed to stay with her husband if the rights have been sold? It could be they are.
Or if, you know, obviously photocopy machines didn't exist at the time.
Right. But give a copy.
If she has a copy of it, would that allow her to be
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure.
Well, if she's mochel it, then probably not. But if she sold it, she has the copy of it existed. She's still married to him. She hasn't gotten
the get. There's a note in the article that talks about this first point. They talk about this question of the selling the ksuba to her husband makes her forbidden to him.
Right. Well, then we learn it's forbidden for a man to live with the wife if she doesn't have a ksuba. A sale of the ksuba to the husband is nonetheless valid. However, the husband may no longer stay with her.
Right.
Our Gemara will then be discussing a case where the husband died immediately after the sale or where he stayed with her illegally.
Right. So, right. But the question is that same thing true when she sells it to somebody else? Yeah. I'm not sure. It would seem the answer is yes, because what should be the difference? Again, it's all the same things to be true. You could sell the rights and not give the paper.
When she sells it to her husband, she's basically saying you don't have to
take care of me.
You don't have any responsibility
towards me.
She sells it to somebody else. He still has a responsibility to her. She just transferred it
to somebody else. Yeah,
so
I don't know.
Maybe there's a difference.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I'll have to see. Fine. The bottom line is that Rava held that selling the ksuba to her husband is like selling it to others, and therefore you still keep the ksuba within dichron. That's the purpose of this question is the question of the ksuba within dichron. That's why we're asking the question. So Mesa Rav Idi bar Avin raises. Rav Idi bar Avin raises an objection. Mesa, what happens if she dies? So to understand this case, you have to look at Rashi for a second. Ein Yorshin Shel Zeh. That's the next line. But you look on the few lines down in Rashi. Mm-hmm. From where we are. So the Rashi tells the following. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah hi biyavamos. So we should remember this Mishnah. We learned it in Masechus Yavamos, apparently. This has the following story. Hayisha shahalach v'ayala medina sayam. A woman whose husband went away, right? He went, on a faraway trip. V'amala eid echad meis malich. And an eid echad said, your husband died. V'tiru li nase. And she was now allowed to get remarried. V'nises. And she did so. Right? V'achach ba'ayala. And then her husband comes back. So what happens? So we saw this case many times in Yavamos. What happens? She has to divorce the new husband. She has to leave the old husband because she was together with the man while she was married. So ve'ein lak suba. In that case, she gets no ksuba. Lo mizeh ve'lo mizeh. And she doesn't get a ksuba from either husband in such a case either because she was now mizana when she was basically by mistake, but she was mizana while she was married. Fine. V'mesa, because the first husband she was mizana. If you're mizana, you lose your ksuba. And the second husband she's never really married.
Right.
The first husband is still alive. V'mesa, and if she dies, ein yorshin shel zeh v'zeh banim sheyesh la mizeh mizeh yorshin ksubasa. And the children, if she dies, the children don't get the ksuba either. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. Fine. And remember, by the way, when it comes to this question, in a second, Chazal in these cases gave her sort of the latitude. Right, that was sort of the point that the kula of eid echad in those scenarios is like Chazal, because we said it's terrible. How could she has to leave both sides? Like, you're setting her up for disaster. And the answer is, she gets to decide. If you feel that this eid echad is enough for you, in a certain sense, I mean, they have to ratify the eid. But they basically say to her, like, this is your decision. If you want to go ahead and get married, you can, but know that this is going to happen if you do. Right? So fine. So if now go back to the Gemara. So Mesa Ravidi Baravin. Mesa, right, in this scenario, and she dies, right? The husband came back, she had to leave both husbands, she doesn't get a ksuba, and then she dies. Ein yorshin shel zeh, vein yorshin shel zeh, yorshin ksubasa. Right? No one's yorshin get her ksuba. V'havinam ba, ksubasa maya vidita. But wait a second, right? Why are you asking about no one gets her ksuba? You just told me that she doesn't get a ksuba. And so first you told me she has no. Rashi says v'havinam ba ksubasa maya vidita. Rashi says ha'amris in la ksuba. Right, and the Mishnah said if they go through this scenario and the guy comes back, what happens? Well, no ksuba from him and no ksuba from him. Good. And by the way, the yorshin don't get a ksuba either. Of course, the yorshin don't get a ksuba. She doesn't have a ksuba. Right? So what's going on here? So the Amara Papa, ksuba has been in dichrin. What are we talking about? We're talking about the ksuba's in dichrin. Meaning, when she, in this scenario, where she has to leave both guys, she doesn't get a ksuba, and her children don't get the ksuba's been in dichrin. Right? V'amai, hachanami lema yetzer ansa. Right? And the question is, why? In this case, well, look at Rashi for a second. V'amara Papa, ksuba's been in dichrin. You see the Rashi there? Rashi's v'hachika amar. And this one means to say, "Meisahi bechayes shneim." If she dies when both the husbands, the ex-husbands now are still alive, v'yershua heim, and they, right, will yarshin her, right? They whatever money she has. Ein banim sheyesh la mizeh umizeh no link subas iman kibdin dichrin. The children don't get her what her original dowry was. They bin dichrin kishabayin lachlok benichse aviem elachokin b'shave. Right. So the bottom line is they split all of it the same. As opposed to just saying, I mean, let's say there were children to different husbands. You know, there's husbands with children with the first husband and children with the second husband. And instead, those husbands had other children also. So when the husbands die, what you would do is the other children would have no peace. These guys get some Yerusha from her when she dies. So what would happen is, if it's a ksuba's ben dichrin, you say, well, that's left aside just for her kids. And they split it. If it's the husband's yarshin her, they get her money, and it's all mixed together. And when they die, their children split all of the money to get to the same. So they're not getting ksuba's ben dichrin means it's going to get all split up equally, right? Rather than putting her money just for her kids. So that's not gonna, so they don't get that, right? And why is that, Rashi? So it's the Machlokes Gemara. Va'amai hachanami lema yetzer ansa. So we say, why should she get penalized? Like, why is this happening to her? We should argue what happened. She didn't really want to, like, leave the husband. Like, she wasn't interested in dissolving the relationship with the first guy, right? She just wanted to get married. Look at Rashi. V'amai, kevan d'amrinan ki anisa lo mafsalik subas bin indichrin. Meaning, you told me before that what happens, that if she was in financial straits, right, what do we say? Okay, she sold the ksuba. That's because she's financially in a difficult situation. What happens? The ksuba's in indichrin stays. So maybe I should say in this case also, no, leave her alone. She got married. She wanted to be alone the rest of her life, right? So she decided to get married, but it was anus, it was against her will. Meaning, it wasn't on purpose, right? She didn't want this to happen. So meaning, why don't we apply the same rule? Why don't we say in this case, just like in the case you said, if she's in a financially difficult situation, she sells the ksuba, right? We don't treat it like v'chila of the ksuba. We say no, that's like, she still gets to keep the ksuba being different. So maybe say here also. You know, in this case also, why don't we say, you know, the same rule? If that was your rule before, why does that rule not apply here also? And say, look, what do you want from her? She wanted to get married, right?
Well, also, it's her decision to do this. It's not necessarily her kids' decision that, like, if
that's
she...
true. That's true. Over and over in both cases, it's not her teacher, right?
Okay, good point.
But yeah, so look at Rashi. Name a yetzer ansa shahayse misavel lebal. She wanted to marry the guy, right? So why don't we say there? The point being, why is this a masiv? If your rule is true, Rava, then let it apply in this case also. That's the point, right? So answer the Gemara. No, Hasam, back in the Gemara, Hasam kanasu de kansu rabbanan. No, this is the case. They gave her kanas, and this is why I mentioned the other point. What's the kanas? The kanas is, they said to her, look, and Rashi says, Mishum dilo daika shapir. She wasn't careful to check. Shemes baila mikamir de tinsuf. To make sure he was really dead before she got married. Meaning, this is what they say to her. We have this many times in those Gemaras, that if you have to be careful. You have to decide. Is it worth the risk? But if it's not gonna, if it messes up, you're gonna get messed over. And we're gonna make it serious, right? We have to make it serious because you have to really. We have to because otherwise, people are gonna treat this very lightly, and we don't want that to happen. Fine. So the answer is not a kasha on Rava. You're right. Really, we should say it's not. It wasn't really her fault. She just wanted to get married, so like leave her alone. She didn't mean to dissolve the relationship financially, etc. And the answer is you're right, and really. It would have been the same case. We would have passed in the same way, but this case is unique because we have a special knas on the woman in this case. Fine. Yosef Ravin Bar Chanina Kameh de Rav Chisla. So Ravin Bar Chanina was sitting in front of Rav Chisla. V'yosef v'ka'amim v'shmeh de Rabbi Elazar. And he was sitting in front of Rabbi Elazar. Mocheles ksubasa labayla ein la mezonos. He said if a woman is mochel ksuba, so then she doesn't get any mezonos. She can't, he doesn't take care of her. So Amalei. So he said back to him, "E lav de ka'amres li mishmei de gaver rabbi." If you hadn't said it to me in the name of an important person, hava mil lacha, I would have said to you, "Meshiv ra tachas tova lo tamush rami beisa." I would have told you it's not right. right? Meaning that a person who does bad in place of something good, so bad stays in their house. Meaning it's not appropriate. So she's mocha on the ksuba, fine, but she's taking care of you in the house. So she's your wife, right? So she's I'm not saying we should. Today it's the same, but in those days, at least, the assumption was your wife is going to take care of the family, and she's going to cook, and she's going to take care of everything in the house, even for most of us, right? Our wives do take care of the whole house. She's taking care of your whole house. And then she's mocha on the ksuba, and you're like, fine, no mazonos for you. Give me a break. Like, what are you doing? She's like, if you wouldn't have told me that, I would have said it's not menshlech. You don't do that. You're giving back ra tachas tova. Fine, but lemaisa, that's what he said. So Yosef Rav Nachman, Ve'ula va'avim bar Rav Papi, Ve'yosef Rav Chiya bar Ami Gabay. So all these people are sitting together. Asa hu gavra d'shechiva arusa. So a person came whose arusa had passed away, meaning he had been ma'aris a woman. Right? We always talk about this. You did erusin, birchas erusin, and give a ring, and then you wait a year to do nisuin. Right? But in the meantime, she passed away before they did nisuin. So Amalei zil kavar ohav laksubasa. So he said, he came to ask, what's his responsibility, right, to this woman? She's his arusa. So they said to him, bury her or give her a ksuba, meaning you're financially responsible to her. She's your arusa, you're financially, you take care of it, your responsibility. So amalahu Rav Chiya said, Tanina, we taught in the Mishnah, ishto arusa la'onen v'lo mitamila, v'chein hi la'onenes v'lo mitamis lo, right? So we learned in the Mishnah already that a person who's a woman who's a zarusa, so you don't become an onen for her. You don't become, if you're a kohen, you don't become tame for her, right? And she doesn't, and she's not an onen for you, and she wouldn't become tame for you, right? Mesa, if she dies, in a yorsha, mesa in a yorsha, and if she dies, you don't collect money from her, right? Her dowry, etc. Mesu, and if he dies, go back subasa. But if he dies, if he dies, she collects the ksuba, right? Time and the mace who? Sounds like that's because he died. Ha mesa he ain't la ksuba. So it sounds like if she dies, she doesn't get the ksuba, meaning you don't have a financial responsibility to bury her. So my time, huh? Why is that? Rav Hoshea, she'ein ani kore ba l'cheshe tinasi la'acher tidli masha kasal l'chi. Because you can't say about her, we've had this before now, right? Certain lines in the ksuba that can't be fulfilled, even though, by the way, our lines in our ksubas don't say these same phrases, but some of them at least. This one's not there. Because you can't say about him, about her, he says to her, when you get married to somebody else, you'll take what's written here, right? So he can't say that. So since he can't say that, that's the reason why he's not required, he doesn't give her the ksuba there. Okay. So ki asa ravin amaresh lakish. So when Ravin came, Ravin always comes from Eretz Yisrael. Ki asa always means he always comes, Ravin would come from Eretz Yisrael to like bring halachos, to share halachos. So when Ravin came, Amaresh Lakish, Arusa Shemesa Ein Laksuba. So he said from Amaresh Lakish, then Arusa who dies, so she doesn't get the ksuba. So Amalehu Abaye. So Abaye said to him, Zilu Amrele Shkila Tivosech Shadya Achizri Kfar Targama Rav Hoshaya Lishmaitze Bababel. So he says, all the goodness that you think you're bringing to us, I'm just telling you, you didn't really help us that much because he told us already, basically. You think you're bringing us some big news, I'm just letting you know, unfortunately, like shkoyach, but we actually had taught this already, right? Rashi says, chizuk tovaseach, she'ata savur, she'nachzik lach. You think we're going to give you a big yashikoyach, right? Tova, bezud, netulahi, mimcha, was taken from you already. And we tell us, alach, charulim, was given to somebody else. Right, so you think it was supposed to be given to you, but somebody else already taught us. Rav Hoshaya taught us this halacha. Fine, okay. Next din. Benan nokvan diyahavan lachi minai. So this is the next part of the Mishnah talks about the daughters. Right, it's about the daughters and what happens with them. Fine. So says the Gemara as follows: Rav Tani, and the point is that the daughters will get to be taken care of. Until something happens, right? So the daughters stay in the husband's house until what? They get old enough, they get married. We assume it's until they get married, right? Until somebody comes and marries them, right? So now we're going to see the machlokas. How do you define when it is? How long the daughters would get to stay? You know, be supported by the father's house if he dies.
This is if the mother dies.
If the mother dies, right? Okay, if the mother dies, yes, okay. Correct. So Rav Tani ad tilachan leguvrin. So Rav said it was until they get taken by men, meaning until they get married. Belevitani ad tigbirin, until they become bogros, when they become old enough and become adults. Right? Adults, 12 and a half. Right? Okay. So but the question is, which one? The Rav, afagav de bagar, right? For Rav, it's only, is it once they, you know, according to Rav, they have to get married. Well, so it's even if they got, or if we're old enough, and she's, you know, how old can she be? Or if she's, who knows how old she is, and she's still not married, so then he still has to take care of her, right? Velevi, afagav de insiv, and what, according to Velevi, if she's 11 years old, and she's married, so she still gets taken care of, like, what, like, really? It's only one or the other? So, ella bagar velo insiv, insiv velo bagar, dukale ama lo pligi. Right, no, obviously, if one happens and not the other, everyone agrees that, like, as long as one of the two happens, everyone agrees that the father's estate no longer pays for her. Ki pligi ba arusa velo bagar. Oh, the machlokes is, what happens? She's an arusa, but she's not bagar. Right, so she's an arusa, and she's 12, you know, 11 and a half. Right, but she's only an arusa, does he still have to take care of her? That's the machlokes. Right, because on the one hand, she's like sort of married already, she's taken by a man, but she's still a bogeres, not yet a bogeres. V'chein tani levi b'mas nisei ad de tibagran v'yamte zimnehon de intziman. So Levi, what was the language? Levi says, and it's the language that's quoted from Levi is when she becomes a bogeres and the time comes to get married. Right. So the question is, Tarti, both? Well, again, same question. Ella, O Tibagran, O Yamte Zimnehon, O Yamte Zimnehon, the Insiba. Right? Or, no, so it's rather either she becomes old enough or it becomes time for her to get married. Kitanai, and this is like a Machongus Tanai. What's Machongus Tanai? And Masay Abbas Nizonis, how long does the daughter get, again, taken care of? Achite Aris. And so one opinion is until she becomes an arusa. Mishum b'yelazar amru ashi debugger. He says until she becomes a bogeris. Right? So sounds like this is the same machlokas. Tani Rav Yosef adiyahavyan. And Rav Yosef said until she has havaya. So when we eventually get to Maseches Kedushin, we're going to see the Gemara talks about havaya and yitzia. Yitzia is always hidden, and havaya is marriage. So until she has havayan. Right? So the question is, Which Havaya are we talking about? Ibarlu, Havaya de Erisin or Havaya de Nisuin? Which Havaya? Which going to her husband now? Is she becoming just Mureses? Or she have to actually be Nises? And it's Gemara, Teku, we don't know. Right, Tishbi Atarits Kushios Vibayos. Right, I don't know if you will answer all our questions when he comes, finally. It's a question we don't have an answer to.
If it's Erusin, then it's the same opinion as the first opinion, then, right?
Right, but we don't know what he held.
Why would they bring on his, if they already have the opinion, why are they bringing his opinion also? If his opinion is the same,
why bring a new one?
Why bring it again?
Why bring it again?
So why, when we assume that it's actual Kiddushin, not just Erusin?
Kiddushin and Erusin, you're saying Nisuin? You're saying Kiddushin and Erusin the same?
I'm sorry,
Nisuin. Yeah.
Nisuin,
so. Yeah. Well, again, we have Macholus Tanaim here. We have the Tanakama, and the other Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar also says Achite Aris. So Yosef, you don't know what he held. But you know, saying why do they take it?
Maybe I understand. So is there like three opinions here, or there's just two opinions?
There are two opinions. Well, there's two opinions, which are three opinions, right? It's until she gets married,
right?
Question was: is marriage mean Aries and is marriage and Yisuin?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh no, but you're right. You said, but everyone agrees if it's just Nisuin, that's enough, or just Bogeres, that's enough. It's only Eris, and we're not sure. You're saying that's what we said before. You're saying that the machlok is really about Arusa v'lo Bagar. You're saying.
Yeah, but I guess I was reading the one that says Katanai. It says Amatai Bas Nizoli at Aris.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded to me like it's an opinion.
That's an opinion of Erisin. That's the Tanakama.
Right, and then Rabbi.
It sounds like it's not clear. It sounds like everyone's not clear if it's only the case of Erisin is the machlokas. Because then it sounds like we still have a question there. Is it even Nisuin? That's what it sounds like. As we move along to other opinions, it sounds like some other opinions don't even necessarily agree that Nisuin Nisuin is enough. Okay. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Okay. So Amalei Rav Chisla Rav Yosef. Rav Chisla said to Rav Yosef, Mi shemi alecha mined Rav Yehuda. Arusa yesh lamazonos. Oh, in lamazonos. So did you ever hear Rav Yosef, right? Did you ever hear from Rav Yehuda as to whether Arusa gets mazonos or not? You ever hear? So Amalei, Mishmelo Shmili. He says, well, I never heard him actually say it. Ela Misvara, but I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you my svar is, my rationale. Ela Misvara, Leisla, I'll tell you, I think that Arusha shouldn't get it. Why? Kevin de Irsa, no nichale de titzio. Because once she's already mureses, her new husband would never want her to get, like, treated not nice. Right? Rashi says, Misvara ani omer she'en la mezonos mina achin, de my time at tikin rabbana mezonos, the bas. Why did the Chazal say that the father has to keep giving the daughter money? She doesn't have to go around and like asking money for money. If the husband to be sees his kala walking around and asking for money, Zainla, he's gonna take care of her. Right? So meaning, so maybe I'd say at that point, once she's in recess, so now the father doesn't have to worry about it because the father's house doesn't have to worry about it because the chassan will take care of her. Okay, so Amalei, so he says, Imishma lo shmilecha, this is fine. If you didn't hear, Misvara, I'll tell you my svara. My svara is Isla. I'll tell you the opposite. For sure, she should get it. She should get Mizonos. Why? Kevin de lo kimle bigava lo shari zuze bichdi. Right? Since he doesn't have her. Yeah, look at Rashi. Mishvari isla, yesh lecha lomar shenizonas mina achim da aris lo zainla. I'll tell you why I think she should get money, because the aris isn't going to pay for her. Why not? Kevin de lo kim, look at Rashi. Kevin de lo kim le begava im tinase lo. I mean, he doesn't know for sure they're going to get married. Right? Meaning, they've had erisin, but it's a whole year. He doesn't know what's going to happen. Right? Shema yimtse bamum. Maybe he's going to find something about her, or he'll find a little bit of mum in her body. Right? He's not going to give out his money for no reason. I mean, I'm not going to take care of this girl for a year if maybe we won't even end up married. Right? So I don't trust the Aris to do that, because maybe that'll be his attitude. So therefore, I assume for sure the father should have to take care. Fine. So just saying, if you heard, great. If you didn't hear, I'll tell you, your svar is nice. I think I have a svar also. So no reason to assume that your svar is correct. Fine. Yes, but I'll tell you the answer to that question. Did I have Ara? It's a good point. It's a very good question. What is going on here? Like, why are we talking like this? So the answer is right now. I guess lawyers here, no one's lawyer. But I think the answer is when the Gemara is asking questions, they're asking Lamaisa. What is the din? Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's the right thing to do. Everyone should be fighting over who should be take care of her. But the question, sometimes the question is asked, it's a halakha. We need to know the halakha. So they go back and forth with these questions, to understand what is the din in the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Should we be lifnim mishur to din? Of course we should. That's the menshachai. It's to be that's tovi yashav. That's how we should be. But we need to know what the din is. So in order to, we have to break it down all the way to these like questions, mm-hmm. like what goes on in someone's head, even though the things going on in someone's head are not so nice. Right? They're not so nice. And they're not menshlech, and they're not derech hamusar. To be that way, but we need to know if we're going to know. We can't do. You can't go around. You can't have halachos based on like you should be nice, right?
It's a dispassionate discussion.
No, but it is for real. It is for real, right? Right. Sometimes we have these conversations. We're like, well, I wish da da da, but like that's not going to happen right now. So we got to know what the halacha is, right? You go into a bez and they say, you want din or you want pshara? You're supposed to say pshara. Right. But some of people say that, but they want pshara. They want you to go to pshara, right? Fine. And Igadam, right? They're just gonna those who quote this whole conversation differently. Igadam, right? Amalei mashmalo shmili misvara isla. Right. So you can see there's someone say this whole conversation the opposite. He says, I didn't hear, but I think she should get it. Kevin de lo kimla de gava. Lo shari zuze bichdi, right? Since he doesn't know if he's going to marry or not, I'm going to, he wouldn't waste money. I'm going to waste money on her. And Amarlai, the other person responded, no, Shmia, Imashma, lo Shmia, lacha, Misbrali, Misvara, Leisla, came in the Irsa, lo Nicha, Leib, Titzitzo. So just flipping the people, the different opinions. Some say they just have different owners of the two opinions. The opinions are exactly the same. Okay, so now we have another conversation. And Simin the Gavre, what is the Simin of these, the people who talk in this conversation, or the things they're going to talk about? Shak Zaraf. Okay, Shak Zaraf is going to be the way to Shin Kuf Zayin Resh Pei, be the way to know who's going to talk about these different topics. And we're going to talk about Miana, Viavama, Shnia, Arusa, Vansa. We're going to talk about these different scenarios now about some of the questions that come up with each of these scenarios. Fine. And the Gemara has a way to remember it. Shak Zaref, if you want to. Okay. So Bamine Mirav Sheshes. So Shak Shin Sheshes. Right. So they ask for Mirav Sheshes. Mima Enes. Yesh la Mizonos or In la Mizonos. What's a Mima Enes? Mima Enes is the following. You have a young girl who is not yet a bas mitzvah, and her father passed away. So her mother and her brother are allowed to marry her off to a man. But since she's a katana still, if she decides, they're considered married, and if she stays with him through, as she gets older, they stay married. But if she decides that she doesn't want to stay with him before she turns 12, she can do what's called miyun. And miyun is literally, she just says, I'm not interested. And that's it. She doesn't need a get. She just says, I don't want. I'm not interested in the relationship. So what happens if a girl was married off by her mother or her brother when she's a katana, and she does miyun, and now she comes back to her father's house? Okay? So mima enes, yesh lamazonos, or ein lamazonos. So in that scenario, she's not grusha, right? She's not lamana, right? So what happens in that scenario? Is she able to get mazonos? Do they assume that she's a... is she a gadola now, though? She didn't mean when she was a katana, now she's a gadola? Because she's
I don't know that it's that specific.
Is it specific? Does it specify there or no?
No.
Rashi doesn't say.
Was she allowed to do...
Until she's 12, right?
Until
she's 12. But I'm saying, I assume the case is, and she's still a katana, but now she like sort of was shaykh to this guy, and now she comes back, right? As opposed to like a grusha. A grusha comes back. We know a grusha, if she's a bas kohen, she can't eat, you know, chum anymore, for example, right? So what happens in this scenario when she comes back to the father's house? Does she get mizonos or not? So let's keep reading.
Mizonos from the father.
From the father's house, yeah. Yeah, so Bami, yeah, right, not from the old husband. So Bami Ne Rav Sheshes, Mima Enes, Yesh Lamizonos, or Ein Lamizonos. So Amal Hu Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, Tinisua, what do you mean? You have a Mishnah already that told us this. Amana Bebeis Avia, Ugrusha Bebeis Avia. Again, so these are women who got married, and their husband died. Their husband divorced them. I think both the cases are from Erison. Right? So, yeah, from Erison. And what happens? Vishomeris Yabam Bebeis Avia. And same thing, if you have a woman whose husband passed away, without children, and she's waiting for the brother to do Yivam or Chalitza. Shomeris Yavam. She's waiting for him, right? So she's like pseudo connected to this guy. She has a Zika Yivam, right? So Yeshla Mizonos. In all those cases, she has Mizonos. If Yehuda Omer, Odu Vesavia, Yeshla Mizonos, Eina Vesavia, Eina Mizonos. So Yehuda says, if she's in the father's house, she gets Mizonos. If not, she doesn't get Mizonos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Hana Tanakama. So Yehuda sounds like this is the same as Tanakama. It sounds the same thing. They're saying she gets mizonos. So el alav mima enes iki benayhu. So what's the case? No, it must be. What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakh? The difference is mima enes because Rabbi Yehuda gave a blanket statement. As long as she's in the house, she gets mizonos. The Tanakh said almana and grusha and shomeres yabam. And what did it not include? Mima enes. It didn't say the case of mima enes, right? So el alav mima enes iki benayhu. The Tanakh savra isla. Oh, sorry, I've said it wrong. The Tanakama Savar Isla, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Laisla. The Tanakama would say she does get, and Rabbi Yehuda would say she doesn't get. What did I get wrong here? Tanakama Savar Mes Isla. Look at Rashi. V'hachik Amar. Amana V'Savia V'chulei. All those cases. Who are Dilim in my Enes. Right, sorry. The way you read it is, all these cases. Amana, Gerusha, Shomer Siyaba, and of course, you'd include also the Mima Enes, okay? The Ein Kan Nisuin, it's another case, these are all cases of women who never had Nisuin. Right, because the Katana who marries the guy, she doesn't have real Nisuin. She's still a Katana. The Ha Akrisinhu, right, because she, or maybe she did, but she removes it. She removes it by getting married, by doing the Mia. The Asir Bihuda Lememar, Oru Besavia, Bitchilasa, Shalo Yatsa Misham Binisuin, Yesh Lamizonos. So here's the difference. The other three women never did Nisim. They all just did Erisim. Okay, even the Yavama case. It's all from Erisim, right? The Mima Enes, what happened? She did Nisim with this guy, right? When she was 11, whatever, right? But then when she does Mion, it retroactively, as if the Nisim didn't happen. But she did do Nisim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, so Tanakama says, all these people, they get Mizonos, right? And she's the same, because they're all people without Nisuin. She's also without nisuin. She retroactively never had nisuin. But as opposed to Yehuda, says no. It's Oda Beis Abia. If she stayed the whole time in her father's house, meaning the rest of these women, only thing they ever did was erusin. They never took the step of nisuin and left their father's house, and that's why they can remain connected to the mezonos. But once you've left, then you're out.
Can't come back.
So the Mimenes, even though she retroactively didn't have whatever, it doesn't matter. She stepped out, and so she stepped out. She loses. And so that's so the bottom line is, this machlokas is our exact question. Okay, so Bayrish Lakish, Bas Yavama, Yesh Lamazonos, O Ein Lamazonos, the daughter of the Yavama. How do you get a case of a Bas Yavama? What's the case? Rashi says Hakone says Yavim. Do guy does Yibum with a woman, right? With the woman with his brother's wife, right? After he dies, and so the brother now goes out and marries her. V'yalda lo Bas, and they have a daughter. Right, yesh lamazonos la'achar misas ha'av mina achin minichse aviha ola. Right, so what's the question? The yavam did yibum, they had a daughter, and then he dies. Question is, whose estate is paying for her, this girl now? Is it her father's estate, right, the yavam, or is it the original husband's estate? Because the yavam continues the relationship sort of the original husband, right? So, right. La'achem yisav mina achin minichse aviha ola. Right. So look at the Gemara's going to explain it. Kevan da mamar ksubasa anichse baila harishon leisla. Right. Since Mar says that the ksuva from the nichse of the nichse of her original husband she doesn't get, so therefore she doesn't get it. Well, maybe even though, look at Rashi. Odilma, look at Rashi. Kevan damamar ksubasa ena al nichse yavam tanai ksuba di la nami tanai ksuba di la nami lava nechasefu. So, meaning, make sure I say this correctly, that Mar says that the ksuba of the original husband, how do they translate that? Ksubasa anichse bala rishon leisla.
Yavam's ksuba rests upon the estate of her first husband, and leisla, and you would say logically.
So therefore, the daughter who comes from the new husband,
from the yavam, receives from the, it's from the first husband.
From the first husband. Meaning, so since the, meaning, it's like, and this is, we talked about this over and over again, we learn Yavamas, right? That the Yavam marrying this woman, he's like continuing the original relationship.
Right.
Like,
right.
This question, does he even write his own ksuba?
Right.
Right? I think he doesn't write his own ksuba. I think I'm right. So since the ksuba that the wife gets, right, in theory, in the end, would be the ksuba of her original husband, so this daughter is not from him. She's from the new husband. Right? So then, Leisla, so she doesn't get mezonos from the second guy. Right? Or do you say that Kevan de I Leisla Merisho and Takin Larabana Mishani? The rule is, let's say she doesn't have a ksuba from the first guy. So then, what happens? Chazal said, look, it's the Yavam has to give it to her. So, right. So maybe since that's true, so then, even if in a scenario where she's really getting the mother's getting the ksuba from the first husband, technically, the second husband would have some achrayas, right? He has some responsibility. Maybe he'd argue, so the daughter, his daughter, should get from him, right? And what's the Gemara's answer? Thank you. We don't know. We'll find out when that number comes. But when Mashiach comes, gonna come, Michael, with this shayla. This shayla, gonna ask him. Good. All right, shkayach. This is hard stuff. So shkayach, we got this. Definitely. And next week, I think we'll do the same thing. We'll also.